This is Tell Tales, Dakota folk life and stories, a collection of narratives, shared memories, and personal experiences from those who live on the North Dakota Plains. In this episode, we speak with the singer, songwriter, and poet Chuck Suki about a little-known project he recorded in 1990 titled We the People. The project was funded by the North Dakota Constitutional Celebration Committee and was released as an educational project on a limited run of cassettes. Recently, Chuck and I sat down in the studio together to talk about working on the project and to remember the songs.
A bird on the wing knows no borders to test. It travels the mountains and plains. Katie O'Hare was no spirit repressed. A life lived in liberty's name. A world then at war and a heart no more.
Katie O'Hare.
Yeah.
And again, this came from the meeting?
This came from the meeting, and this was Mike Jacobs brought her up, her story. And Kate Richards O'Hare is how he addressed her. Whether she was called Katie or not, I took some songwriter liberty and decided, rather than trying to make a rhyme or poetry out of Kate Richards O'Hare, that Katie O'Hare just has an attitude and a vision to it for me as a songwriter and a poet. And there again, I'm a little vague right now on the story, but I did some real extensive investigating at the time, and I actually ended up, the state archives had her letters that she wrote from prison. And let me take them home. And I read them, and you know, and she's corresponding with friends of like mind who are not imprisoned, and she's talking about how can this happen in this country where, you know, I'm the granddaughter of a revolutionary family, is not allowed to speak. And then one of the most moving letters or stories that she told on Christmas Eve, her son wanted to come in to prison to visit her. Kate Richards O'Hare was in federal prison in Missouri, and since North Dakota did not have facilities for women in a federal penitentiary. And one of the stories she writes in her letter is that her son wanted to come visit her and play his trumpet at Christmas for the inmates and was not allowed in. And so he stood across the street from the prison and played these hymns, Christmas hymns, and I just, it's a very mournful story to me, just trying to hear that trumpet reach through the prison walls. And
in the song, we created that.
Yeah.
We recreated
yep.
that. Yeah.
All those, the musicians on this were just
great.
They were just great. They just stepped up and stepped in and really, really professionally and caringly and mindfully contributed so much.
Mm-hmm. In her letter, she wrote, "The son of a long line of American soldiers running back to the revolution, standing outside the prison walls playing for his mother." What a scene.
Remember brave Katie O'Hare.
Thanks to a generous grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, this project is being re-released on all major streaming platforms. Search for Chuck Suki, We the People. Mm-hmm. produced in partnership with Dakota Legacy. This project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.